Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 10, The Bible as History. Wednesday, The Historical Jesus. Let's have a look at this piece of art here, drawn by the Austrian artist Maximilian Jantscher. He painted it for me. What a picture! The Sanhedrin, the council of the 70 most important people in Israel, they had at last succeeded to arrest Jesus. He was bound in fetters, and now he was in front of them. Now we have him. He is in our hands, and we will murder him because his popularity grows from day to day, and soon he will be the king in Israel. And the high priest was afraid of that, of course, because he is the number one, and then he will be thrown away. Now, Jesus in their hands. Now we must find an accusation, something which leads to this death of Jesus. So what should we have as an accusation? That blind people could see now because of him? That dumb people could hear? Those who could not speak could speak now? That lame people could jump around? Yet that even dead people came to life again? Can you accuse Jesus of doing that? And then kill him, therefore? Ridiculous. So you can only use a lie. But all these lies, it was so absurd. Jesus didn't even answer. Because all the lies were the opposite of that, what was in reality. And then the high priest, he exploded. And he stepped up towards Jesus. Now tell me. And he was angry, in a fury. Now tell me. Are you the Messiah? Are you the Son of God? No, Jesus answered. The Gospel writer Matthew, in the 26th chapter, he wrote down what Jesus said then. You have said, Jesus answered. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Now this was an answer. Jesus said, yes, I am the Messiah. I'm accused now. And you are the churches. But a time will come when I come in the clouds of heaven with all the angels. Then I will be the church and you will be the accused. Then everything will be turned around. So be careful what you are going to do now. Yeah, if you have some logic in you, then you can only say, put away his fetters, bow down before him. You're the Son of God. You come from heaven. Oh, but the high priest, he was in such an anger. He rent his clothes, the clothes of a high priest, which was forbidden by God. Never ever was he allowed to do that, but he did it to show how he felt in this moment. And he said, have you heard what he said? He has spoken blasphemy. He is a liar. Accusing Jesus to be a liar. Accusing Jesus, you are not the Son of God. Because we do not want you to be the Son of God. So this was the point in history when the people of God, represented by the high priest, condemned Jesus to death because he confessed, I am the Son of God and I will come in the clouds of heaven. What a picture. Jesus knew they will kill me then. And he was willing to die for you, for your sake. Look at him and trust him, obey him, and love him.